Under the Clean Water Act, the Environmental Protection Agency must sign off on water nutrient level plans by any state. That's because nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen, too highly concentrated in any body of water, can be extremely harmful to the environment. Drew Bartlett with Florida's Department of Environmental Protection explains how that's impacted the state of Florida over the years.
Now, in 2009, there was some litigation, and the Environmental Protection Agency settled a federal lawsuit and entered into a consent decree for them to set numeric nutrient criteria in lieu of the state. Since that time, we've been under this dual rulemaking program in the state of Florida where there's federal criteria getting proposed and state criteria getting proposed.
But in the State Affairs Committee Wednesday, a bill passed unanimously to end that dual system by giving the power to regulate back to the state. But the EPA still has to give the go-ahead on the state's plan, though. Bartlett says that wouldn't be a problem considering the agency's involvement with the bill at hand.
They said, State of Florida, let's work on a path forward such that we can have state-level criteria and not federal criteria. They're on a deadline by September 2013 to get that path forward. So, in March this month, we did come to agreement with EPA on what that path forward would look like, and that's why we're here today.
Though the passage of this bill could mean the EPA removing its regulations from the state by as early as September, one group, Sierra Club Florida, doesn't think the state's proposed regulations does enough to protect the waterways.
It is at best restorative and not protective. The damage has to happen before any action takes place and then may not take place anyway because there are numerous delays built into the DEP process. If traffic law were written like the rule on this issue, it would be a miracle if anyone ever got a speeding ticket.
That's David Colin with the group. He says because the bill proposes no preemptive funding on the waterways deemed safe, help would only come after the damage is done. Representative Linda Stewart of Orlando voted for the bill but expressed concern.
I do feel that, you know, there might be some areas that we need to continue to look at to see if we might be able to include them at some other time. But we just can't wait around and have debate after debate and not be able to accomplish anything.
On the flip side, the bill would save millions of dollars by not spending money on nutrient cleanup in waterways considered clean. Even if the bill does become law, the Department of Environmental Protection will need to write up their proposal for the governor, Senate president, and Speaker of the House for approval in August, and for the EPA to agree by September. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.